This is Andrea Schwartz with a Kingdom Driven Family Moment. August 25th, 2014. Does God really care? Anyone who spends any amount of time with me in mentoring situations knows that I place a huge emphasis on learning and applying the law of God. And while most Christians wouldn't disagree with this in theory, very often it becomes apparent when we get down to the details that they do have disagreements. So let me ask you, is there any area of life and thought where God's law does not apply? Are there really aspects of life that he, quite frankly, really doesn't care about? Be careful how you answer, because either a yes or a no to this question will bring about a cascade of other questions that will need answers. I recall having this discussion with someone who was unnerved by the idea that God could care about which dress she would purchase, or given the choice between a red one and a blue one, that God, who was busy keeping the world running, would spend any attention on something so trivial. So let's take a look at each possibility. If we're going to say that God doesn't care which dress or color someone purchases or wears, we are implying that this falls into some neutral zone. So where do we draw the line? Does God care about where we live, who we marry, whether or not families provide a Christian education? If we're going to say he only cares about the important things, then who gets to classify which areas are important and which are not? Let's say God is interested in our hypothetical dress purchase. Am I saying that God wants us to sit down and pray, asking him which choice would be righteous and which would be sinful? Oh God, give me a sign, the red one or the blue one? Well, yes and no. With an understanding of God's law, we come to the dress purchase decision knowing that we're not allowed to steal it. After all, God's law says, "Thou shalt not steal." We also have to consider whether or not we can afford to make this purchase without going into debt, because God's law says that debt is not the way that a Christian should live. We also need to consider the modesty factor. Are we being good representatives of Jesus Christ with this particular apparel or not? I could go on and on. The law of God must govern our lives. We must learn to think biblically. So we'll look at many aspects of a purchase, and once we're sure that we have not violated God's law in some way, shape, or form, we are free to make the decision based on our choices and our preferences. The Word of God tells us that even the hairs on our heads are numbered. So it would seem that God indeed has an interest in the details of our lives. This is how the law becomes the fabric of our lives. When children see, this is how their parents make decisions and are taught to do likewise, then the everyday choices in life, where to live, where to work, how to be educated, who to associate with, all fit under the umbrella of what is lawful and what is not. It actually becomes a much easier way to live. So the bottom line is that God does indeed care. And what's more, we should too.